say praise the Lord. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner? Find yourself a prayer partner, somebody can get a prayer through. Yourself a sad person this morning, you need to cheer up. Tell them everything's gonna be alright. How many believe that? How many want to tell somebody that? See, God's got it all taken care of. This is a very special day for a lot of people, but it's also a day of pain for a lot of people. So find somebody that might be hurting or wounded this morning and tell him, wipe the tears from your eyes, it's gonna be alright, you got wings you can fly away, wipe the tears from your eyes, it's gonna be alright, you got wings you can fly. God can't solve. There's not one sickness that you have God can't heal. There's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing He won't do. You got to get your faith up and cheer up. Come on, because God's going to work it out. Say, work it out, Jesus. Just wipe the tears from your eyes. Get a prayer in your mouth. Gonna be alright. You got wings you can find. you sing that line, you got wings, you can fly. Because there's no situation you're stuck in. Do you know that? Some people get stuff they don't think they could ever get out of it. But you know what? All you gotta do is call on Jesus and he'll lift you up. Say, fly away. Say, it's gonna work out. Find somebody that might be going through it and tell them it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Told you would never work out. That loved one that would never come to Jesus, hallelujah. That bill that'll never be paid. That court case that won't settle. Say, I believe it's gonna be alright. I believe it's gonna be alright. Alright, alright. I believe it's gonna be alright. Go to Bear and tell him, I believe it's gonna be all right, all right. I believe it's gonna be all right, all right. Say, I believe it's gonna work out. We have to leave it alone, but I believe it. Tracy, I don't know how often we get to see in church, but I believe it's gonna be all right. All right, all right. Tell Tracy, please. Be all right with Jerry. Hallelujah. Someone say hallelujah. I'm just believing that by the Spirit of God. I believe it's gonna be all right, all right. I believe it's gonna be all right, all right. Some of y'all that were with us last night, we saw a man facing a terminal illness right now, worried about life. Said he had an incurable brain tumor, and he was more concerned about being able to see his mom again that's trapped in another country. But you know what? Nothing's too hard for God. Let's just intercede for Michelle right now in the name of Jesus. Intercede. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we curse that brain tumor. We curse that brain tumor right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll say he'll live and not die. Yes, he will. We claim his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak to his mom all the way over there in Lebanon. And we pray that God would send ministering spirits and deliver that woman and set her free. Father God, answer our prayer and grant this request in the name of Jesus. I believe it's gonna be. Minister in that area, please go. Just lay hands with great faith. I believe it's gonna be. her some fame. Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Say, God can do anything and will. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Say, this is my year to be blessed. Before we go on to the message, let's try something. Got some faith.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn some things.
Bless the Lord. morning. Let's just stand back up, everybody.
Jesse, I just think we need to lift those hands and bless the Lord. I just sense God wants them.
Yeah, that's right. Just everybody, just raise your hands for a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
His name. This is a day of miracles. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. There's a miracle in your midst. Come on.
Bless the Lord.
He's going to do something.
Bless the Lord.
Love you this morning, and we give you the honor, Father, for all that you've done. Today is Mother's Day, a time where we honor our mother, but you are our Father, Lord, and we honor you today also. And we give you the glory for looking out after us, for being there in every situation that we've been in, good and bad, for taking care of us, Father, that we haven't died and we haven't been destroyed, but we are here today and we are healthy. And we have what you have given us, Father, and we are blessed by you. And we give you the honor and the glory for that, Father. Lord, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is here as we praise your name and as your glory is manifest in this church. And I thank you, Father, for every person in here that's come here today with a need. And Father, I pray that today, some way or another, you would meet that need by your power, God. And through your word, Father, that whatever needs to be healed would be healed. Whatever need financially there might be, meet that need also, Father. Whatever the need is, if there's a heart need, if there's somebody with a wounded heart today, Father, I pray that you heal that right now by your supernatural power. You are our heavenly Father. You are our good Father, God, and you look out after us and you love us with an everlasting love, Father. I pray that you pour out that love to us today, Father, in a supernatural way. Before y'all leave, it's offering time. And how many of you know what offering time is about? How many of you understand what offerings are about? That's probably one of the most misunderstood things in a church.
You may be seated.
Offerings are not fundraisers. They go to the church, but God takes care of the church one way or the other. An offering is for you. It's for your benefit. Whether you're obedient to God or not, He will meet the need of the church. But you need to give whatever He leads you to, because that's an area of surrender to God. I say this all the time. God will not ask you to do something you can't do, but he might ask you to do something that's uncomfortable. But as you surrender your finances to God in any area, he will take that and do a much better job with it than you could. He will bless you in ways that you couldn't imagine. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Is everybody awake this morning? Is everybody paying attention? All right. You want to be blessed? If you want to be blessed, say amen. Now, we can get blessed in the flesh and we can go out and do good things, but when you let God do his thing, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it. If you want to really be blessed, if you want to really be prospered financially, surrender your finances to God. He might ask you to give a dollar. He might ask you to give $10. He might ask you to give $1,000. Whatever he asks you to do, if you do it in faith with a cheerful attitude, God will bless you. I promise you. He will bless you in ways that you can't imagine. So I want everybody to stand up. And I'll say this. The Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And I wouldn't want you to give today if you're not giving out of faith, because that's not going to do you any good. And God will meet that need that the church has one way or the other. So if you're not giving by faith, you need to listen to God and build your faith, because I wouldn't want you to expect something and not get it. And I don't want to lie to you and say, just by throwing something in the plate, that you will be blessed. It's the attitude of the heart. It doesn't matter the amount. It matters being obedient. Amen? Are you with me? Let's stand up, everybody. I want you to get that seed and lift it up. Whatever God's placed in your heart to give, that's exactly what you need to do. Do it cheerfully. Do it unto God. And expect your breakthrough. Amen? So lift that up. And when you're giving this, give it to God. I want you to bless God. I know it's not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day. But if we're going to honor our moms, we should honor him too. So just lift it up and thank God for everything he's done in your life with me. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. And we give you something today back for giving us, Father, more than we could ask, think, or imagine. Lord, we honor you with our finances and we expect something back. We're not giving, Father, we're giving of a cheerful attitude, but we expect your word to be manifest in our life. I expect supernatural increase over everybody that's here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithes, so we just bring it up. Amen.
give him a hug. Amen. And tell him you love him. I'm going to, somebody say, bullet preach it, Pastor, so we can go to lunch. Amen? But you know what my thinking is? Sunday was God's day before it was any day. Amen? We want to honor every mother this morning. Amen? Every mother be honored. Amen? This morning. Thank God for godly mothers. Amen? Somebody say, thank God for that. And I'm sure they got a gift for our moms in the lobby. Amen. Amen. But you know what the real gift is? You know how you really honor? Somebody say honor.
Honor.
You know what? When you study that thing, honor thy mother and their father, you know what that really means? Give them some money. Somebody say praise God. Yeah, but you know, we should get to the point when it really gets to the point to where it is. Now, you know, it gets to the point where we get bucks from parents. Amen. From the start. But really, when it says honor thy mother and father, that means get real blessed and get real prosperous, that they might be able to have a better end. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We teach prosperity. We teach abundance. Amen. That you would be rich enough. Somebody say to honor them the way that they need to be honored. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank God for flowers and bouquets. Amen. But they don't pay the groceries. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that the believer, listen to statistics about parents and the elderly. They say there are more elderly people claiming bankruptcy today and at this age than ever before. Because the times are just out there. Amen? But we need to get blessed. Somebody say, get blessed.
Get blessed.
I mean, all these things that God desires us to do, we're going to have to be filled with the Spirit to do all these things. Somebody say, everybody wants something. Amen? Got to tithe. You got to give offering. And now he talked about not only got to give it there, I got to give it to mom and dad. Somebody said, honor,
honor
thy mother
and father,
that your days will be long upon the earth. And my mother used to interpret that scripture like this. Say, you don't honor me, I'm going to kill you. Amen?
Amen.
That's what she said. That's you know, answer what that scripture meant. She said, listen, honor thy mother and father, that your days will be long upon the earth, because if you don't, I'll kill you. Amen?
Amen.
But we need to be thinking. We need to be thinking in this fashion that we all need to be. Somebody say, be a blessing. Say, I can handle it. How many want to receive God's best and God's blessing? Well, be a blessing to those that God told you to be a blessing to. Amen.
Amen.
And that will come back to you. Somebody say, God, I know you want me to do your will.
God, I know you want me to do
so bring it on.
Bring it on.
Now, y'all believe I can teach in 10 minutes? How many of you believe I can do that? Amen. If you shout real loud, I can preach in 10 minutes. Amen.
Yeah.
For as long as it takes you to get happy, as long as I'll preach. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we got some things to do. Everybody turn to Matthew chapter 9. Hallelujah. Today is the Lord's day. Honor God. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to study Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. So they say, bring it.
Bring it.
Well, there's faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
There's a lot of faith involved in the body of Christ. Yeah. Not only does the individual that comes, somebody say, it takes faith. We were talking last night, we were ministering to an individual. Amen. Rita forgot to call her mom for Mother's Day. Amen. Somebody say amen. We were ministering to a man last night, and I was talking to those that were in the car last night. And the guy has a situation that's very, very difficult. Amen. And he had a situation that would really need a move of God for God to work it out. And you know what I found out? At times, our faith has to be based in our bringing. And our faith must be based. You know, you got to have, I figured out, you know what? It's not my responsibility to get the job done. That's God's problem.
Amen.
And so many times the devil gets on us in the area of faith because we're just afraid to ask.
Amen.
You know, we're afraid to put ourselves out on the line and say, God can do that. We don't want to say that because we think we have to do it.
Amen.
This is the best job.
Amen.
I mean, you get out there, and anybody work for other companies where you had to sell products that other people could do, and they say, can they do this? And you don't know whether they can pull it off or not. Well, with God, you can set him up because the Bible says he can do anything that you ask.
Amen. Amen.
But many people don't ask because they don't have that kind of faith. They don't have that kind of heart. Everybody say faith. There are two kinds of faith that we want to develop in our body. Amen. Then we can take it on from there. First of all, we got to believe, say, listen, it's God's problem. When you see somebody in here with a problem, somebody say, when somebody, they need healing in their mind. Amen. Guess whose problem that is?
God.
That's God's problem. It's his responsibility. So don't ever put the responsibility of healing or deliverance, amen, on yourself. Only, the only thing that God wants you to do is be the vessel.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Now, we got a lot of people we're teaching like this real clear because we got a lot of people in here with a lot of need. Amen?
Amen.
People need deliverance in their mind. Amen. People need breakthrough. Some people need creative miracles, and God said that he would do it.
Amen.
Either all of his word is true or none of his word is true.
That's right.
And we've got to develop our faith. Now, don't bring anybody to Jesus that you don't believe he's going to make things better. Amen?
Amen.
Some say faith. God's looking for faith in many different areas. Do everything by faith. Listen, and he entered and passed over to his own city, and behold, they brought under him, a sick man of palsy lying on a bed. Somebody say, wow.
Wow.
If you look around this church this morning, look around. People are bringing people that have needs.
Yes.
And people that have issues. I believe they're bringing them by faith. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, the first thing you bring somebody, you'll get God's attention. God will honor that as faith. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, everybody trying to shuck the buck. Amen. Everybody push it off on somebody else. Mm. How many know that Jesus told us to do all these things in his name? Heal the sick, raise the dead. Amen. Amen. Do all these other things. Well, it's real easy. Somebody say, push it off.
Push it off.
Brother Tizo gets out there. It reminds me of Brother Tizo. And Tizo went out there and rounded up a lot of people with a lot of need. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In faith.
Amen.
Jesus said, I ain't worried about whether they get healed or not. It's not my job. That's Pastor Rod's job. Amen. See what the church can do. He passed it to me. Guess what I'm going to do? Pass it to Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning. I got 15 minutes. I don't have more minutes to preach. Some things, some revelation that God's given me. First of all, we've got to have faith to bring, and we've got to have faith to ask. Don't let the devil short circuit your faith before you ever get there. Somebody say, well, what if I get him there and nothing happens? That's not your problem.
Amen.
You got to tell him, come on, I know somebody named Jesus that can do something.
Right.
And say, well, what about if nothing happens? Somebody say, well, worry about that. No, we won't when we get there.
Amen.
But the issue is you got to take one step at a time.
Amen.
Many people give up too quick because they say, oh, that's just too hard for God. Well, it's not too hard for you to get him in the car. So if it's too hard, you know, he never asked. He said, in my name, you can do these things. That means his power and his ability will do those things.
Amen.
That's how people get a lot of fat heads, because they think that they're the one doing the work, that they're the one doing the ministry, that they're the one doing the grace.
Amen.
Without him, we can do absolutely nothing.
That's right.
God's called us to put him on the spot.
Amen.
If you put him on the spot by faith, guess what? He'll come through. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to round up a minute and say, God, if you don't get it taken care of, we're going to be looking real rough. But that's what he said to do. Amen?
Right. Amen.
So we're talking about several degrees of faith. First of all, there has to be faith in your heart to bring.
Amen.
Some say, but what do you bring them for? What do you bring them for? He brought them. They had faith that once they brought them, that God would do something with it.
Amen.
Amen. We're not bringing people into the church of God to be miserable together. Glory to God. We're bringing people in to get healed, to get set free, and to get delivered. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say, come just as you are to worship. Come just as you are, but the Holy Ghost is going to work you over when you get here.
Amen.
Amen. You're not allowed to stay the way you are. Amen.
Amen.
You're not allowed to stay in a rut. You're not allowed to stay in that faith. God wants to bring you out. He wants to cast out every devil. Amen.
Amen.
And get you totally well and totally made whole. Somebody say, amen. He said, listen, he brought somebody lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the man sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to have this. If we want to do what Jesus did, we got to have his same form of ministry.
Amen.
We get people in here and somebody has special rules and special regulations and all this other stuff. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say bring them in.
Bring
them in. And don't you cry about the problem no more. Somebody say amen.
No
somebody say get cheerful. Amen. He told them to cheer up before he made it better.
Amen.
That's how faith is. You can tell when somebody's about to have a move of the spirit. They get up here and get all sad and start to crying about that situation. They'll never be delivered from it. Amen. But you find somebody excited and somebody that's happy. Amen. And somebody that's got that joy. Amen. That's the one where God's going to move. Amen.
Amen.
God will fix it after you finish crying about it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins, somebody say hallelujah, be forgiven you. Before he even dealt with that sickness, what did he deal with?
Sin.
Am I saying that sickness came as a result of sin? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody say, I have absolutely no idea what caused that sickness. It's not my problem. But God will always get you in before he fixes it. He'll deal with you. Amen. He's not going to get you all powdered up and all looking good and all blessed again to go out there and waste it on the devil.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. God wants to set you free that you might worship him, not set you free that you can run whole hog to the devil.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
He
said, thy sins be forgiven you. It means you don't have to be trapped in sin anymore. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he dealt with several things. First of all, he dealt with the pity party. Somebody say
hallelujah.
First thing he dealt with, they brought him in. He saw the people's faith. He said, well, I'm going to move on their faith. They got faith. Something's going to happen. They brought him. Amen. First of all, I'm going to tell them to cheer up. Amen. Then after I tell them to cheer up, he said, listen, your sins be forgiven you. And so a lot of people have things that are going in their life they don't think they could ever get better. They say, well, I did something wrong. Something's wrong with me. God, you won't do anything good for me because I'm just nothing. Or I got so many hang-ups in my life. There's so many issues in my life. I deserve this mess. Somebody say sins.
Sins.
Jesus washed all your sins away. You hear what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
God will deal with that issue. God loves you, and you're coming in on a clean slate. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And behold, certain scribes said within themselves, somebody say talking within themselves.
Talking within themselves.
See, we think we can get away with it. We got, first of all, some people don't even talk within themselves. They just blurt everything they think right out. Amen. we got to grow in God. You know, first thing we do is shut up. If you're thinking bad thoughts, don't talk about them. Amen. But then it gets to another level. Not only are we not allowed to talk certain things, we're not allowed to entertain certain things in our heart.
Amen.
Don't you know when the anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place, amen, that he judges and he looks on every heart and he can hear the thoughts on the inside of your heart?
Amen.
Well, there were certain Pharisees and different ones there, amen. And Jesus, somebody say, Jesus, knowing their thoughts. That's why you got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind because when you go in here, God hears the whole song. He hears the notes you don't sing.
Amen.
You get into worship, you know what? And he hears every note that you don't sing. He feels every negative vibe. He feels it all. Somebody say, God knows
your thoughts.
So Jesus said, Jesus knowing their thoughts, said, why are you thinking evil on the inside of your heart? Whether it is you say, forgiving you, arise and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Somebody say, glory for God. Glory to God. Say it again.
Glory to God.
The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. That's mental deliverance.
Yes.
There are a lot of people in bondages right now. There are a lot of people stuck in addictions right now. Why? Because they got stuff they're trapped to. They think guilt. Somebody say guilt. Psychiatrists deal with people and minister to people for 60, 70 years and never get them free because they can never get them to forgive themselves.
Amen.
They say unforgiveness. There are a lot of people that are wounded and say, I'm not worth anything because if you knew what I did when I was a 6-year little old girl, amen, I'm just nothing. I'm just living out this guilt, this unforgiveness. And nobody can do anything about it. Somebody say hallelujah. The Son of Man. Somebody say hallelujah. We're coming in the name of Jesus. Those that comes in the name of the Lord, we have the power. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have the power to break that attitude and to break that spirit and to forgive every sin on earth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Lord,
and to set them free.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say use that power that God has given you. Maybe that young man, maybe around Jesus was getting into that area. Maybe that guy had that stuff and he had some issues on the inside. He said, I'll never be forgiven. I deserve to be crippled. I deserve to be like this because, you know, I got sin in my life and all this other stuff. And Jesus looked at him and said, no, listen, before I can get you healed, I got to let you know, amen, that that's not who you are.
Amen.
You're forgiven. Amen. Some say
a ministry of forgiveness.
Many people think they have power to raise the dead and do all this other stuff and power to heal the lame. And we do have power. But before all that power, you know what you have power to do? Amen. Forgiveness.
Amen.
Somebody say, holla, say, I have the power.
I have the power.
Amen. Of forgiveness.
Of forgiveness.
That means you can flow in forgiveness. There are a lot of people all over this community. Short time to get people well.
Amen.
We've got a short time to get people into heaven. Jesus is coming. There are people that are bound out right now. Amen. There are certain people. Amen. They might not be in a wheelchair. Amen. They might not be paralyzed in a bed, but maybe they're trapped in their mind with guilt
amen.
And unforgiveness
amen.
That only the power of God can set them free.
Amen.
And who did he give that power to? Amen. You.
That's right.
So he says the Son of Man,
has power.
On earth to forgive sins. Now, if you get out there and start flowing in that issue, you get out there and start flowing in that this week and see how many people you set free and how many days you make brighter.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. God loves you. He's not mad at you. Glory
amen.
To God. He's not caught up in that stuff.
Amen.
He's not worried about what you did. He's worried about what you're about to do tomorrow. Amen. He's not worried. He's excited about that. Amen. He's not caught up about what you did yesterday. He's excited about what you're about to do tomorrow. He knows. Everybody in here has got a great plan from God.
Amen.
Amen. He's more concerned about the good you're to do than the bad you already did because he can forgive that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I still
have tomorrow.
Thank God you survived yesterday.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank God for that.
Amen.
Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's a new day. You got today. When can you start tomorrow? Right now. Realizing that God's not mad at you. You got an open door. You can be totally forgiven, totally set free, and excited about life, and that guilt won't rid you anymore.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven you. That's all we got time for. Hallelujah. Somebody say God is good. How many of you believe that God is good and his mercy endures forever?
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say,
God
is not mad,
at me
anymore.
And nobody else.
Really matters after that.
Really matters.
Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you be released and walk in that liberty. Amen.
Amen.
And set those things. You know, I don't even know why we're getting into this. You know, God just didn't give me Mama's Day message. Amen. But maybe this is Mama's Day message because every once in a while, kids have the ability to always make Mama feel guilty.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some Mama didn't get a flower this morning because somebody was mad. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You want to have a good Mother's Day? I bet this is the best Mother's Day message. Forgive. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So say forgive.
Forgive.
And get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah. Amen. And sometimes you need to forgive Mama so you can obey the word that says honor thy mother and father.
Amen.
That your days may be long in front of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? You have short days. You wonder why you have short days. Short days on earth because you're mad about something stupid.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all had bad relationships with boyfriends and girlfriends for 20 years. Amen? And you worried about the 3 years of strife or whatever it is you had with Mama. Amen? So walk in forgiveness. Amen?
Amen?
And get over it. If you can't walk in that forgiveness, well, go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Bible really teaches. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up and we'll pray for you real quick. Boy, we get a little bit blunt. Amen? The minute that we decide that we're not going to get over stuff, amen, is the minute that we forfeit our right to have the fullness of God. Amen?
Amen.
So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your healing will come after that forgiveness spirit just starts to roll through the room. Amen? Some say, I'm clean.
I'm clean.
Forgiven.
Forgiven.
Because I am
a forgiver.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we bless your people this morning with grace and supernatural anointing, Father God, that they can forgive every negative word, every forgotten birthday, hallelujah, all issues, Father God, that you would teach them to be like you and take all of sins and stuff that was down the wrong path and put it into the water to see a forgetfulness and never remember it anymore. Cause us to forget the bad days and to remember only the good that you've done. Don't allow the darkness that Satan put in our lives to overshadow the light of your coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, y'all be blessed. Today is still the Lord's day. You should be in church. Amen. Service tonight at 7 o'clock. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't forget next week. Don't forget next week. We're going to be at North Shore Park. Hallelujah. All day long.
Y'all be... Huh? That's easy to get me.